One and two. Dalton Varsho waiting. McGill straightens up and throws. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and McGill looks into the Toronto dugout. And here comes John Schneider, the manager. 20 steps out of the dugout as Trevor McGill looked right into the Blue Jays dugout. And Chris Guccione has to stand in front of the Blue Jays skipper.
If looks could kill, the Brewers, they won in the final 2-1. We have our Brewers insider and host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Petronio. Dom, that was a lot of mean mugging.
It was a lot. There was a lot going on there. I think cooler heads ultimately prevailed. I think these are two teams kind of on similar paths right now, you know, with the Brewers being a club that's dealing with injuries, you know, maybe not playing up to expectations and having that 6-game losing streak. And the Blue Jays, they don't have the long losing streak, but they've certainly been on a slide right now. Also, injury is part of the issue, too. And I think that you combine, you know, two immovable objects with a, you know, with a force like Trevor McGill, and tempers flared briefly, but kudos to the umpiring crew for keeping it under control, keeping it in perspective. It just seems like the Blue Jays were taking exception that I guess Trevor McGill had rubbed the baseball on his side of his pant. Now, in baseball, people are paranoid about sticky substances and trying to get added grip to the baseball. So the Blue Jays were taking exception. Trevor was trying to say, I don't need that to strike you out, and he ultimately did, and he let them know about it.
Yeah, and you could see, you could read on his lips what he was saying, which is not appropriate for radio. It looks like he did get his, you know, his confidence back from what happened just the day, a couple days ago, where he was booed.
Yeah, I think he certainly noticed the ovation today of trying to support him, which he we just spoke to him. He said he's very appreciative of. But at the same time, he knows that it is not, the job's not finished. There are still adjustments to be made. Still needs to sharpen his sword, if you will, to make sure that, you know, innings like the other day don't happen again. And, you know, the thing about today's outing, today was his 7th game of the season. It was the first one that he went 1-2-3 all year. Finally having a clean frame was super important for him and his confidence moving forward.
And pitching was the star of the day. Both the starters, honestly, Dom, both Brendan Sproat and Patrick Corbin, having some dandies going into the late innings. Sproat almost got to that 7-inning mark at 75 pitches, and then he was yanked. I'm assuming Murph was hit pretty hard about that, or at least questioned on it.
Well, I was the one who asked the question, like, what was the dialogue of trying to say send him back out there? And he explained that, you know, he had been shortened in his last start. No one's really fully stretched out. We measure pitching kind of by ups, right, by how many times you get up to pitch. So that 7th time is something to be monitored and cautious of. And the other thing that he mentioned to us in the post game was that he spoke to Sproat between innings, between the 6th and the 7th inning, saying, hey, you're going to get the first two batters. That's it. You're only getting two batters in the 7th inning. Doesn't matter if you strike them both out. Doesn't matter if they both get out on one pitch. You're getting two batters. And he did it. He emptied the tank, and everybody moves on because Ashby came in and did his job too.
You know, and the roof is leaky. Some fans took video of the flooded rows last night in higher deck seats with water actively still dripping in. And here's Sal Frelick crediting our leaky roof for last night's win, and then we'll get to you.
The leaks in the roof around home plate, so the last 3 innings, they were just, it was coming down so hard, like in certain parts of the field, and I think like the ground right in front of home plate just got so wet. It was just so, I remember even getting in the box, it was so like wet and soggy that, you know, like all those balls that we were hitting that last inning off Rogers, the like initial bounce was just like killing them.
So the balls weren't bouncing?
Yeah, I think it was a kind of a 1-in-a-million bounce there for Sal when he got that inning really going in the 8th yesterday. But the way that, you know, the roof operated yesterday, and I was explaining to some people with the Blue Jays earlier today too, where it's just like, you know, that amount of rain and leak getting through, that's only on the biblical, you know, rain days. I mean, that's what we've seen, you know, yesterday. And then we saw it last August, of course, with the record flooding that we saw last summer. So I think that, you know, when you look at the reaction of that baseball, when it takes that first big high chop off the top of the home plate, and then it lands as soft as it did, that's why it fooled Valenzuela, given that there was a small puddle forming and the ball wasn't going to react as he's so used to.
So now looking ahead, the next 6 games, Brewers hit the road. It starts tomorrow night in Miami, and there's some question, Dom, about who could be taking the starting nod. Kyle Harrison definitely in doubt, right?
Yeah, Kyle Harrison will not start this weekend against Miami. Yep. They're not going to put him on the injured list. He is still recovering because, remember, the first batter of the game against the Nationals on Friday, Gary Sanchez had a really bad throw, and there was a collision at first, and he hit his knee. But it turns out what's really plaguing him is his wrist right now from falling on the ground on that poor throw from Gary. And that just throwing another side session tomorrow and over the weekend just to make sure that he's good to go. And then with the off day on Monday, they'll probably use him on Tuesday or Wednesday in Detroit. And then that means there would need to be a corresponding move tomorrow for a starter, assuming that person is not currently on the roster. You know, you're calling somebody up from AAA. You can speculate on who that could be. You know, there's only a couple of guys on the 40-man roster that could pitch, and I think next on the list would be someone like Shane Drouin or Coleman Crowe perhaps could make the spot start.
He is your Brewers insider and host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Cotroneo. Dom, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, y'all.